This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said the vision of a strong and self-reliant India can be realized only when its citizens are healthy. Addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Nandkishore Somani Oncology Block at Ramakrishna Mission Sevashram Hospital in Vrindavan, Uttar Pradesh today, the President said affordable and quality healthcare services are being provided to millions of citizens through flagship initiatives such as Ayushman Bharat. In the evening, President Murmu will visit Vatsalya Gram, a welfare organization which works for the care of the elderly, women and children. India has reiterated that the Indus Waters Treaty with Pakistan will remain in abeyance until Islamabad ends its support to terrorism. India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, said Pakistan must uphold the sanctity of human life before raising treaty concerns, calling it a global epicenter of terror. He said India signed the 1960 treaty in good faith, but Pakistan undermined it through wars and terror attacks.
India entered into the Indus Waters Treaty 65 years ago in good faith, in a spirit of goodwill and friendship. Pakistan violated this spirit by inflicting three wars and thousands of terror attacks on India. Tens of thousands of innocent Indians became victims to Pakistan-sponsored terror attacks. Our patience and magnanimity did not change Pakistan's ways. Eventually, we were compelled to announce that the treaty will be held in abeyance until Pakistan, the global epicenter of terror, credibly and irrevocably ends its support for all forms of terrorism.
India suspended the pact after last year's gruesome Pahalgam attack. Speaking at a UN event to mark World Water Day, Mr. Harish said India remains committed to expanding access to safe water, highlighting progress under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Israel has launched a fresh wave of attacks on Iran today, a day after Israel signaled it would avoid striking Iranian natural gas infrastructure. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had said Iran's ability to enrich uranium and build ballistic missiles has been significantly weakened after nearly 3 weeks of joint military action by Israel and the United States. There are also reports that a US F-35 fighter jet made an emergency landing after being struck during operations, marking a first when a fifth-generation fighter has been struck during military combat. Meanwhile, in Israel, warning sirens sounded overnight as Iran launched a new wave of attacks, with missiles striking an oil refinery in Haifa, a facility responsible for a significant share of the country's domestic fuel production. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Anuttin Charnavirakul on his election as Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Thailand. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to working closely with him and together they will further deepen the multifaceted India-Thailand strategic partnership. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It said that thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm is expected at places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency also advised fishermen not to venture along or off the coasts of North Odisha and West Bengal until the 24th of this month. IndiGo has issued a travel advisory for passengers in view of expected rainfall and thunderstorms over Delhi. In a social media post, the airline said flight operations may be affected and passengers could experience delays along with slower traffic to and from the airport. It has advised travelers to check their flight status before leaving for the airport and to keep extra time in hand for their journey. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has urged people to adopt better oral hygiene habits on the occasion of World Oral Health Day. The Health Minister urged people to use the occasion to raise awareness and commit to maintaining good oral hygiene every day. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today, trading over 1% higher in the afternoon session. The Sensex climbed 782 points to 74,989, while the Nifty rose 261 points to 23,263 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.